but not like just 5 minutes ago. All right, the Government Operations Committee will, meeting will come to order. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congressman Maker? Congresswoman Pratt? Congresswoman Whitehorn? Congresswoman Edwards?
Present. All right, I declare that we have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Pratt, would you offer us a prayer, please?
Father, thank you for the same. Ask you to bless everyone in our community and our veterans and men and women overseas and our elders among us. Let's ask for your guidance as we proceed through the day. I ask these things in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Look at the minutes from April 11th, please. Let the committee, I think that should be led the committee. Congressman Tillman. Chair would entertain a motion to approve the minutes as amended. Motion by Congressman Big Horse.
Second.
Second by Congressman.
You made the motion, he seconded, sorry.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Next item on the agenda is reports and review of financials. Budget analysts, do we have anything that we need to be aware of today? All right. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1863, an act to amend the Opens Record Act at 15 ONC section 8102 and 8103 to include text messages and electronic mail sent on devices owned by the Osage Nation or accounts operated by the Osage Nation as public records and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. I yield the chairmanship to Vice Chair Big Horse.
All right, Congresswoman Edwards, this is your piece of legislation. You have the floor.
I believe there's two amendments that Congressman Potts has, or three. Did you make those the other day?
I believe there's actually a amendment, their motion and discussion that was not properly dispatched with prior to adjourning the meeting.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what motion it was.
I don't think it showed. Was a previous
Madam,
meeting.
Madam Clerk, what do you have showing us up, showing us finishing up last meeting?
I've got.
Go ahead.
I had written down page 3, line 123, insert section 10, text messages or instant messaging service messages sent by mobile telecommunications devices paid for in part by an Osage Nation government entity.
And I seconded that, didn't I?
I believe somebody did.
Did we have discussion?
I don't believe so.
So we are in discussion.
So So page, thank you, Mr. Chair. Page 3, line 123 is inserting a new section into what a record does not mean. So on page 2, record is defined as, it means all of these things. It's period, says record does not mean, and it lists all of these things. This would be amending into the section, a record is not a text message or instant messaging service message sent on mobile telecommunication devices paid for in part by an Osage Nation government entity. Meaning that if the nation provides a subsidy to the employee for their personal device, what they send on their, what their primarily paid for device is not subject to open records. However, there are other sections in law that point to if the nation, if it's sent through the nation's server on a nation-owned device, it is subject to public records.
Okay. Got it.
Any further question? Discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Those opposed? Motion passes. Congressman Potts.
I have another amendment. It's page 6, line 235, insert a new section. The section is titled Amendment 2, 15 ONC 8104. 8104 is not included in the current piece of legislation. 8104 states that the following records are private and otherwise protected and shall not be considered public for purposes of required disclosure. So we're inserting section 8104, which is already existing law, except down to number 19 and number 20 of this amendment. Number 19 would read, records that production would clearly cause excessive disruption of the essential functions of a public body. And 20, a public official or employee may keep confidential his or her personal notes and personally created materials other than departmental budget requests of a public body prepared as an aid to memory or research leading to the adoption of a public policy or the implementation of a public project.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All of those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
Is that it?
I believe those are all the amendments I have.
Congresswoman.
Move to report ONCA 1863 to the Congress with a due pass as amended recommendation.
I have a motion to due pass.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Can we have a roll call vote?
Congressman Bighorst?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1907, an act to amend 19 ONC section 3101 at SEC and include new sections of law to clarify the laws intended to satisfy the Osage constitutional mandates for the Congress to establish a merit system, a merit principled system of employment, to authorize the Department of Human Resources of the Osage Nation to implement the system, to include a grievance procedure and exhaustion requirement prior to seeking review in the trial court. I am the sponsor. I turn the mic back over to Congressman Bighorst.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you said, this is your piece of legislation. It's on merit principle. You have the floor.
So where we are as far as cooperation and communication with the executive branch, I've given you a packet of all the information that I have. I've written the Human Resources Director prior to the 11th, on the 11th, and again today, asking her to come to the meetings. She's unable to come today. She has an appointment. On April 11th, I asked her to send me any amendments that she had, and I've not received anything. With respect to the chief, I wrote him and asked him to provide information. You've got the email chain about that. I think I've discussed that with you before. I think he responded to me on April 10th, and I think the important thing about that is it says, it is the opinion of several qualified persons, including our current HR director, that the existing system is not a merit system. Therefore, the Osage Nation Constitution, is being violated by the existing law. So I think we have said that I know we've been trying to amend that since 2016. We succeeded in amending it to establish a system. It was put into law and then repealed. And since that time, we're back to the old law, which the chief says is the opinion of several qualified persons that the existing system is not a merit system, and therefore the Osage Constitution is violated by the existing law. So, he indicates by taking the Oklahoma merit law and modifying it to fit within the Osage Constitution, we have language which may be presented in an amendment form to your proposals. Does anybody have any amendments?
No. I don't.
Congresswoman Wyhorn.
No, I don't have any questions, but
do you have any amendments?
Amendments. But is the following piece of legislation, which we're not considering right now, is it that, the replacement for the merit? I'm just looking for clarity.
This is all the clarity I have, is that I got this email and an indication that there might be something presented in amendment form, and then it says our approach is written in consultation with members of this Congress, and I'm just looking for somebody, because it's not me, that might have some amendments.
I don't have any.
Angela, do you have any amendments to the merit bill?
I spoke to Ms. Tiffany, and I've been waiting on some.
Well, I mean, I know the next sentence is we can address this in a special session, and my attitude about that is this is like the fifth time that this has been on the agenda this session. So, and it's ready for somebody to move it. Does anybody else have any more amendments?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Motion to report ONZA 1907 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
As amended, I believe there's amendments.
Sure. ONZA 1907 as amended to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Yes.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes.
Next item on the agenda is ONCA 1911, an act to amend 19 ONC 3106 of the Osage Nation Workforce Pay for Performance Act to authorize base pay adjustments and merit recognition and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor. Pass the chairmanship to Congressman Big Horse.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards, you have the floor.
Can we put this bill up?
I got it.
Okay, thank you.
What's the number on it?
1911. So this is some language that I felt like at a minimum we ought to get into the Pay for Performance Act. And if you go down, it talks about base pay adjustments. Special base pay adjustments. Then you can go. To the next page. This is the one that said the team of managers in the current law. So I changed it to the performance by the approved performance assessment model. And then I further define performance of the nation as reflected in the approved annual revenue projection.
Where is that?
B and C. And I don't know if it should say in the governmental market, the local governmental, or the governmental local, or the.
Where would you insert that?
Under A, annual movement of comparable wages in the local government. How would you say that? I don't know. Governmental market. I mean, do you think we should be comparing a government position to a private sector position? I mean, they're entirely different. Usually private sector positions are driven by profits. And all those other market factors that factor into private sector jobs, government positions, or public service, and they usually have a cost of living, but they also relate to the amount of money that there is to spend. So I think that's covered in the level of anticipated financial performance of the nation. And I'm actually probably okay with it saying local market, but I just throw it out there because that is a consideration.
Well,
Congresswoman,
I would say as far as that goes, if the position is a position you could find in the business market, such as we now run our health care. So all of the staffing for our health clinic would be private sector work also. So all clinical private sector work, I think it's fair for that comparison. But other positions, I would say, would be more in line to look at just government markets only, but I don't know the way to make that differentiation.
I'm willing to leave it the way it is.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring it up.
Okay.
And then performance merit recognition is financial and non-financial.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On a annual movement and comparable wages in the local market, what would be wrong with saying local public market when applicable? I mean, I'm willing to work on that because I agree with what Congresswoman Whitehorn has said. I agree with comments made earlier by Congresswoman Stabler. If there is no public sector comp, then a private sector comp wouldn't be need to find it. So local public market when applicable.
That's fine.
Would that not push to the private market when we can't find a comp in the public sector?
That's fine.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yeah, I'd like to ask a sponsor. On the section that we're looking at, I guess it's 3106. Correct. Was there any amending language in the previous bill that just got passed out of committee because it's included in that bill?
I think it's written a little bit different. Let's see.
And I guess my other question is, was there a purpose to just put in this amendment as well as have that section included in the previous bill that was just passed out of committee? Did you want to do it separate? Was there a reason for doing it separately?
The reason to do it separately was because I didn't know where we would go with the other bill.
Okay.
Don't know if the other bill will get vetoed or not.
All right, I understand.
I mean, it seems like we're all in agreement that the current law is not a merit law. And, or maybe doesn't have merit principles embedded in it or whatever, but I don't seem to be able to get any definitive answer from people as to if not this, then what? And I feel very strongly that the Constitution directs the Congress to establish a merit system, not put in law merit principles and say, but with a broad brush stroke, HR, go do this. It says that we're establishing a merit system.
A system of employment.
Mm-hmm.
That's based on merit, governed by merit principles, is what the Constitution says.
Local comparable wages. Local market.
Congressman. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to ask the sponsor if she's aware. Is this how the...
It needs to be local public sector.
Is this how the policy and procedures are currently handling...
No. Policies and procedures?
Yeah, the work, the employee handbook, is this currently the practices they follow?
We'll have to look at it. I don't think it is exactly. Well, it's hard to tell. Do you want me to get you a handbook?
No, I'm good. I've looked through it before, and I think I'm aware that it doesn't track well with the current law that's being used.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have an amendment on page 2, line 56. Strike in the local market and insert the local market or the local public sector job market when applicable. Local private sector comparable wages may be utilized in the absence of comparable local public sector wages.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
Can we have a roll call vote?
It's a yes for everyone if somebody doesn't vote no. I mean, Chair. Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Recognized? Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes. I see a copy. Do you have a copy of the last bill we just passed out? You don't? Because
it's up here.
Okay.
Is it 107? Is it 07?
Yes.
Okay, back on the bill.
Okay, so.
Where do you want to go? 106?
Yes. Well, if that's the number.
Somebody pointed out there was an easier way to do this, but I didn't retain it. There we go.
Keep going.
So you've stricken that language that's above there, correct?
We'll keep going.
A lot of language.
It's right here. No, keep going. There's monetary and non-monetary recognition. Keep going. There's that language.
The language I was referencing was at the beginning of the bill, if I may. A, that language is no longer there. In the amendment we're working on right now to 19. Let me get back there. See?
Which part are you talking about?
Well, the A language, the language in A, all employees classified as merited employees subject to this act shall be hired, compensated, promoted, and furloughed on the basis of merit. Where do I see that language anywhere in this bill?
That's because this is the Pay for Performance Act, not the merit-based.
Okay. So 106 would replace that. Okay. Not a problem. I'm just,
but I think if you go down, if you go down in the other bill, those base pay adjustments are still there.
Right. What bill do you want to look at right now?
Well, if you'll go further down, I did see something.
This is 11.
Right. I did see something I wanted to strike.
Well, we're not on this bill.
That's 11 that we're doing.
Okay, yeah, it is. Excuse me.
Page, what's that page number?
2.
Okay. As a percent, I want to take that out of there.
Yeah.
Okay, page 2. Oh.
Page 2, line 74.
Right. I'm waiting to be sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Page 2, line 74, strike a percent and insert part. So it would read, be funded as part of the annual budget of the nation.
Second.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Any more amendments?
So let me pull up the current law and I'll tell you, because I think that's what you're, that's another thing you're asking about. Give me a second. Can you pull up the code on there? Or do you want to?
I probably can. I don't have the keyboard.
Who has the keyboard?
Oh, it's right here.
Congressman. scroll it down just a little bit. Okay. What does it say about? Is there specific language about merit recognition in there?
I was looking at the employee classification compensations that's in here, and you're looking for merit recognition.
Right. Because what the law says that you have to do right now is you have to fund 1% of the annual budget, and that the recipients are going to be determined by a majority vote of the designated team of managers within each branch, according to the terms and conditions of the procedures and policies created to implement such by the appropriate branch of government. And it will replace the Christmas bonus beginning in 2012.
Performance recognition is what it's called in the employee handbook.
So who are the designated team of managers?
The handbook says supervisor shall be responsible for the completion of an annual evaluation. Employee's annual review date will be administered in the month of the employee's regular full-time anniversary, and the performance will be evaluated based on the below standards. Level 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Performance awards will be paid out in three methods: merit increase, merit bonus, and a mix of merit increase and merit bonus. And then there's a table inserted here. For performance level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and those are segregated out by lower third of pay range, middle third of pay range, and upper third of pay range. And at each different level, it has a different combination of.
Is that called the OMS, performance management process?
It's not titled that.
Because the law says it has to be based on annual movement of comparable wages in the local market, and then it has to be based on the individual employee performance, based on the employee's performance assessment, which meets or exceeds the designated level as determined by the OMS performance management process. And that is in capital letters.
In the employee handbook, it says to be eligible for merit bonus, regular full-time employees must elect at the beginning of the review period to set SMART goals, to be tracked and evaluated with quarterly progress reports. This communication and evaluation is to be between the supervisor and employee. The SMART goals must meet the criteria outlined in the Human Resources SMART goal worksheet to qualify for a merit bonus. If they are unable to set SMART goals because he or she is serving on a special project, then performance in the specialty project may qualify for the employee for a merit bonus. The following matrix is the maximum payout for each performance level. And then you have the table. It's called the performance matrix, which is subject to change, it says.
Well, what this law does is it says the base pay adjustments, and it speaks to that issue, and then it says performance merit recognition is two components, financial and non-financial, and that financial is funded as a as part of the annual budget and consists of a separate payment to the recipient. And then I guess we could have a C that says is based on factors set out in the, I mean, subject to change policy and procedure manual. Guys, we do have one more meeting. If you want to work on this, this is the first time we've actually looked at this, so I'm happy to. We have time still, but. Maria?
Yes?
Do you have anything?
No. I mean, no, not at this moment, I don't.
Move to postpone ONCA 1911 to the call of the chair.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, moving on. Looks like this is Mr. Potts's legislation.
Back to me. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1915, an act to authorize the Osage News to host and conduct fair and unbiased debates leading up to the Osage Nation elections and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have made a couple of amendments to this bill. That clarify the position of, or the role of the board, and the role of editor and Osage News staff. Welcome any amendments, but ready to move.
Did you change it to, are you still calling it a debate?
Yes, it is a debate.
So, let me look at the definition of debate.
Would you like the noun or the verb?
Both.
The noun is a formal discussion on a particular topic in a public meeting or a legislative assembly in which opposing arguments are put forward. The verb would be to argue about.
So should we define debate?
I don't feel the need to define debate. If maybe you want to change the word from debate to forum, I can understand that. It's not truly a debate. I get it.
Well, I mean, it could be a debate. And actually, I would probably prefer it to be a debate. Meaning, the same question is asked of all the people that are running for a specific office. Or everyone in a, if you have a group, then they're all in the group. That group is asked the same question. Because in a forum format where, at least this is my experience, somebody might get a question which is like, you know, open-ended, tell us about your vision for the Osage Nation. And then somebody else might get a specific question that is, the Pay for Performance Act is not a merit-based system. If elected, what will you do to correct that? To me, those questions are vastly different. And if we're going to debate, then I think the debate question would be, that second question would be one for everybody to consider. And particularly when you're talking about the chief's candidates and the assistant principal chief's candidates, I like to hear their answers to the same question so you can judge what might be their strengths and weaknesses. So I'm okay with debate, but I want it to be a debate. And if it's not a debate, then it needs to be a forum. If it's a forum.
Okay, you're confusing me just a little bit. A forum is more of a town hall sitting. A debate is a debate. So if you're fine with this language, then...
I am okay with the language.
If there's no amendments to it, or if... I think the author is ready to move it on.
If I think we need to define debate, I can do that on the floor. A forum is a meeting or medium where ideas can be exchanged. Do you want to have a debate or do you want to have a forum?
I believe it would be up to the editorial board to determine the grounds of any debate that could or could not be held. This is simply allowing them the ability to host fair and unbiased debates. The rules of the debates, rebuttals and everything else, is what you're talking about. That would be up to the editorial board to determine the ground rules for a debate. I think by defining debate, you're taking that ability away. I think fair and unbiased debates for candidates for office of the OCG Nation prior to elections is guiding enough language.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I would agree that most of the time what has been held would fall under a forum. I think a debate, there's two sides of an issue. As with the two-party system, there's always going to be two different sides to an issue. We don't necessarily have that in a unicameral government. So typically what I've seen and the way it's been conducted is more of a forum. They ask a question and you put out an answer to that question. Sometimes when you're running a congressional, when they run the congressional debate, if everybody is asked the same question, if you have six people up on the stage, by the time the sixth person gets to answer that question, there's just really nothing new to say. So I would suggest that I think a forum is more fitting to what I see that we do. But it's up to you guys. I'm
I have an amendment.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Throughout the bill, strike debate and insert forum.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Discussion? Congresswoman Edwards?
I think I agree that what we're doing is a forum, too, or what has happened in the past has been a forum. And so if we're going to have a debate, if you want it to be a debate, then let's have it be a debate. But I don't think, I think there's a difference.
There is, and I've been to both. I've had straight answers asked to every candidate, and I've had town hall forums where the questions were mixed up. But I, too, agree with Congressman Potts. This is once we turn this over to the Osage News, it's up to them on what they shall or shall not do. Their editorial board, anyway. Congressman Potts?
And to further echo, not that I would love to see a debate. I think that there's a lot of common ground that many candidates can get behind in these elections. But by saying it's a forum, you're taking away the ability to have a difference of opinion.
How's that?
You said yourself, a debate is an exchange of ideas or different opinions. If we say it's a forum, it's everybody state your opinion on different topics. There is no room for conflicting opinions.
Well, I thought the definition of debate was debating about a specific topic.
That's correct.
And I don't believe, I don't know, maybe 30 candidates have answered a question about the same issue. But typically when you take questions from the membership, they present a question, and I just want some ground rules here. I mean, I think we need a little bit of guidance on what is going to happen here. And back to my question again was, are we talking about a forum or a series of forums?
This bill would give the ability to host fair and unbiased debates of candidates for office in the Osage Nation prior to elections.
So they
it's
can,
not specific.
Okay, so they can go out to California and host one of those out there, which I'm sure the California people would appreciate. Oklahoma City, Tulsa.
This bill does not direct the actions of the editorial board. It's the ability to host fair and unbiased debates. What the editorial board decides to do with the ability to do that is their decision.
Okay, I'm done discussing debate versus forum.
There's no further discussion. Is there any movement?
Vote.
We should vote on the amendment. There's the amendment.
Okay, restate your amendment, please.
Throughout the bill, strike debates and insert forum.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
No.
Have three ayes and two noes. It passes. Back on the bill.
You ready for it to go?
There's no other amendments to it.
Move to report ONCA. What's the bill number? 1915 to the Congress with no recommendation.
Have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes.
Okay, next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1921, an act to appropriate $83,076 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for wildland fire equipment purchase and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Pratt, you have the floor.
Okay, I'm trying to pull the bill back up, but this is an appropriation regarding a wildland fire vehicle. And it was appropriated previously, and due to delays in the procurement process, et cetera, it was not acquired, and the funds were returned to the General Treasury. And so this is, I guess, a reappropriation. However, I have, since I can pull the bill up, I want to. At the beginning of session, because We didn't have an amount for the general treasury, but there, it was written for the retained, to come out of the retained revenue and place into the capital asset and improvement bill instead of just their line item, because in the event, I hope it doesn't take that long, but in the event that it does, then it would remain in the capital asset and improvement fund. And so I would like to change it, as soon as I can pull it up, change it to, well, I want to look at it on there. I would just wanted to discuss changing it from retained revenue, striking retained revenue, and inserting general. And Mr. Ross Walker is here to discuss any further specifics of why that didn't happen, if you would like to speak with him.
So you have an amendment?
I do.
Do you have a?
I think I have it properly.
You got it?
Oh, no, I just wrote it on a note. So I would say ONCA 1921 line. I wrote line 74, line 24, page one, line 24, strike, sorry, is that 25? Line 25, strike retained revenue and insert general.
Second.
Line 25, strike.
Discussion? Congressman Potts?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can you explain the reasoning one more time? It's my understanding the money was appropriated out of projected revenue, not expended. So it's coming back to the nation in what would be retained revenue. I would rather leave it as retained revenue fund.
Say that again.
We appropriated the money for this once. And it wasn't spent, so that money should be coming back in retained revenue. So I would almost rather leave it in the retained revenue fund.
I don't think it was originally out of the retained revenue prior to.
Right. It would have been out of just projected revenue.
Mm-hmm. It would have been out of the general treasury.
Once it was projected and spent, but it wasn't expended, it was unobligated. The retained revenue is the unobligated funds.
Okay.
So
you'd prefer...
I would prefer retained revenue.
I prefer however it's going to pass, and so I'm open to...
Congressman Woman Whitehorn?
Whatever's going to...
Well, what you say makes sense, but retained revenue fund is an invested fund. It's not a liquid fund. And so every time we tap into that and they have to pull down on an investment in that fund... It's not a. I don't believe this is that the retained revenue fund is just a spending fund, as we have used it in the past. I have found out, especially since we've been looking into this permanent fund stuff, that both our permanent fund and our retained revenue funds are investment funds. They aren't just like money market accounts where we can an interest bearing money market account. So that's just my comment to that amendment.
Any other discussion? Congresswoman Pratt?
Well, I agree with that comment. I mean, I didn't want to take $83,000 out of there specifically and I was curious going into it, but at the time, that's where we knew there was money and this was a need and previously appropriated. Therefore, that's where we knew that we had money at the time, and that's why it was written as such. But I do agree with that, that we wouldn't pull 5,000, 8,000 a little bit at a time. So,
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
And also, I wasn't able to go to the culture meeting. I think this is related to what fund balance this comes out of. I know that there was a request for... some tribal funds in the last committee meeting, and not knowing what happened in that meeting. Appropriations Committee met this morning and saw a deficit balance in tribal revenue, like $159,000. So I'm not knowing where we are really on the fund today, since there's been some requests upon it.
Let's ask our budget analyst.
We are negative $159,000.
That could influence you, Angela.
Well, it's like you didn't. I didn't. Well, okay, I didn't know that either. So. All right. Okay.
You want to withdraw your motion or you want to keep it?
Yes, I do withdraw.
Okay.
And again, Mr. Walker is here for discussion. Otherwise,
is there any other discussion relating to ONCA 1921 or any questions for Mr. Walker? Congressman Potts?
I just have one really quick one. Do you need these to go fight fires? Do you need these? Do you need these to go fight fires?
Having the additional,
you have to talk in the microphone.
Copy. Having the additional vehicles allows me to put more boots on the ground, which ultimately allows me to suppress and have an advantage on fighting wildfire.
Congressman Potts.
Motion to report ONCA 1921 to Congress for the due pass recommendation.
Second.
Discussion. What exactly is going to be purchased with the funds?
It would be two 2,500 crew trucks, vehicles, crew trucks. And then when I put in the procurement, we got one of the three vehicles that we requested. How this didn't get pushed through with the other one, how we got one and not the additional two, I really don't understand. The only difference in the two vehicles that we didn't get was they were a 3/4 ton, not a 1/2 ton, and they had a camper shell on them. So I've got one out of the three that I was striving for.
And what's the jurisdiction of wildland fire?
All the restricted, our first and foremost priority is all the restricted land that's held within trust in Osage County.
Do you know how many acres that is?
Fluctuates, but closest estimate is roughly 138,000, according to what I last checked, Realty. And then we got the Bluestem Ranch that we respond to. That's also priority. And then anything adjacent to or threatening. And that's kind of a broad term, but it's hard to put a it's hard to nail that down exactly, just due to wildfires driven by terrain, fuels, and weather.
So approximately 180,000 acres.
Yeah, and given where our most land base is down around the Hominy area, the Fairfax Gray Horse, and then the Barnesdale area, the further north west you get, or the further north you get, the less dense it becomes.
In terms of the restricted land?
Restricted lands, yes, ma'am. And then, like I said, too, in our off-season, we are on all-hazards response, so we do assist other tribal nations, and we do assist other government agencies, whether it be the Forest Service, BLM, Parks and Recreation, just like we have people that come in and assist us. We got some Montana resources in from Flathead right now that'll demob and go back home tomorrow, and we just recently released some North Carolina folks that were down assisting with wildland suppression.
Now, where do you guys go, or where have you been?
I've been to the East Coast, Georgia, Florida. I've been Pine Ridge Agency, Rosebud Agency, South Dakota, California, Washington, Oregon, Montana, Idaho. I went to Hurricane Sandy whenever to New Jersey to assist with that when it happened. Wherever the need's most at.
And those are federal resources that help us out with that?
Yes, ma'am. And federal and tribal.
So the tribal pays for you guys to go to other response areas?
It's reimbursed. It's cost-free to the nation. We cover the cost up front, and then it's reimbursed.
Okay.
All expenses, even salary.
That's good. Will they pay for the equipment too? Wear and tear on the equipment, depreciation?
If we, they don't know, I don't want to say they wear and tear on depreciation, but if we have a vehicle failure out there, we blow an engine while we're there, yes, it's reimbursed. We blow a tire, yes. But majority of the time, I mean, I do my best. I recover probably 75% of cost, operating cost, to incidents. Air filters, fuel filters, tires, oil changes, vehicle services.
Okay. Anybody else? Do you need to restate that amendment? I mean, that motion? Did you say as amended? Oh. Okay. Sorry. Somebody handed me that. All right. Roll call vote, please. Or voice vote. All those in favor signify by saying yes. Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carries. ONCA 1921 will be reported. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any unfinished business? New business, I guess we've been assigned, I believe we were assigned a hearing today.
Yes, I just haven't emailed you as the chair, but you were in the same committee meeting. Yes, we were.
All right, so we've been assigned the task of having a hearing on the permanent fund events. Is that the right way to put it?
Yes.
I'm assuming you're anticipating that, can we do this in the interim? We can probably collect documents.
We could do this in the interim.
A hearing?
I'm not sure. I haven't researched the rules on that.
The GovOps committee?
Mm-hmm. Well, sometime next week, the committee makeup changes. So I will hasten to get the request for the documents out, if you'll get me the... But beyond that, we'll just have to see who's on this committee next time. All right. Does anybody else have anything? Thank you for...
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? We are on adjournment. Yeah. We can get it. If we can get these committee reports signed, then I'll read them tomorrow.